Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Looking at this tweet, it seems that Logan Gilbert is learning how to throw a splitter. There's no sound of this video, but that thing is dirty. I was scrolling Twitter today when I saw that Logan Gilbert was tagged in a tweet from Alan Kolb, who it looks like is a director of performance with Armory Florida, which looks to be a baseball training facility similar to a Driveline Baseball located in Lakeland, Florida. Logan Gilbert grew up and lives in Florida. He attended Stetson University during college, and I'm actually working on his player profile right now, which I'll post next week. But looking at this tweet, it seems that Logan Gilbert is learning how to throw a splitter. Why is this potentially such a big deal? Well, let's take a look. Now, on Baseball Savant, here is Logan Gilbert's pitch arsenal from 2022. He threw the four-seam fastball 54% of the time, his slider 24%, curveball 12.5%, the changeup just 8%, and Baseball Savant is picking up that he threw a sinker 41 times, which is news to me. If you look at the grouping of each pitch, of course the four-seam fastball has the tightest grouping of all of the pitches. The slider was the second most accurate. The changeup, you could tell that he didn't quite know where the ball was going to go when he released it, and the sinker was really non-existent. Maybe he pulled that out during the postseason, we don't know. Now coming up to his average velocity on each pitch, the average velocity for his four-seam fastball was 96 miles an hour, for the slider it was 87, for the curve it was 81, and his changeup was up at 86 miles an hour. Now with these ranges here, you could see that his four-seam fastball did tick up and hit 100 miles an hour at times. His slider got up to about 92, 93. That curveball was somewhere between 77 and 85 miles an hour, and that changeup was around 84 to 90 miles an hour at times. Looking at his percentile rankings, a lot of them are blue, meaning that they weren't that great. Although he had a solid walk percentage, his fastball velocity, of course, is up there, and he has elite extension to home plate. Looking down here at his pitch tracking, he was about even on the number of four-seam fastballs that he threw to righties versus lefties, just over 800 apiece. You can tell he threw his slider much more often to the righties compared to the lefties. He's at 530 to the righties versus 200 against lefties. That curveball was about even, and then he really only threw that changeup against lefties. So what we pull from that information is that he's pretty much a two-pitch pitcher. He's got that four-seam fastball and that slider that he uses as a combo a majority of the time. He's got the curveball, he barely throws a changeup. He throws the slider a lot against righties, not very often against lefties. He uses that changeup sometimes against lefties. Just using the eye test with that curveball, I think that has the potential to be an elite pitch if he can learn how to command it and work it off of the four-seam fastball. Go high four-seam fastball with the 12-6 curveball to work off of it. But in my opinion, a big factor in Logan Gilbert taking the next step in 2023 is him really getting command of that changeup down and being able to play that off of the fastball. And when you consider Logan Gilbert's percentile rankings for Baseball Savant in 2022, average exit velocity was just the third percentile, hard hit percentage, the fifth percentile. And then you look at his stats for 2022, in 32 games in 185 and two-thirds innings pitched, he had a 3.2 ERA with 170 hits given up. He had a strikeouts per nine of 8.4 and a strikeout to walk ratio of 3.55, although a majority of the MLB percentile rankings were not in his favor. I'm not exactly sure which type of changeup he was throwing in the past, whether it was a circle change or another type of changeup, but the reason he might be throwing a split finger fastball compared to a changeup is that he might have more command over a splitter compared to the changeup that he was throwing. You look at the action of the splitter in this video, and it looks pretty similar to the action of what his changeup was. The changeup that he was throwing in 2022 had 15 inches of horizontal movement to it. This video shows 14.5 inches of horizontal movement, so pretty much the same amount of horizontal. Now the changeup in 2022 had 28 inches of vertical drop. I'm not exactly what the vertical reading in this video is stating, because his four-seam fastball in 2022 had technically 12 inches of drop to it, whereas here it says negative 4 inches of drop. So let's say he was throwing something like a circle change in the past. There's a lot of different ways to grip a circle change, but that's one way to do it. And the goal of circle change is to get the drop and also the horizontal break to it. Pretty much exactly what a splitter looks like here. But with the circle change, in order to get that horizontal break, oftentimes pitchers will pronate. meaning they're kind of rotating their arm as they release the ball. And that'll create the spin that will make the ball fall down and to their arm side. Some pitchers will be able to throw certain pitches just better than other pitches. There's a lot of variables, including hand size, finger lengths, your index finger compared to your middle finger. Two people can be throwing the exact same grip of a two-seam fastball, but because, for example, my middle finger is longer than my index finger, if someone's index finger is longer than their middle finger, then it'll have a different movement on the ball compared to that other person. Some people are able to control the ball with the pronation and others aren't. But with a split finger fastball, you're thinking fastball the entire way and you're trying to rip down like you would a four seam fastball, but because you don't have your fingers really behind the ball, they're more to the side, you're naturally gonna have less behind it, and depending on which finger it ends up coming off of, it might give it that same tumble effect that a circle change might have. So if Gilbert's able to control it because he's thinking more so fastball than change up and I need to pronate, then that can make all the difference in the world and be exactly what he needs for his pitch arsenal. Now we'll have to wait and see what he says. I'm sure he'll comment on it at some point. But with baseball being so close to being here, we just had to find some reason to get excited. Pitchers and catchers report to Peoria tomorrow, so I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more coming soon. And the first spring training games are just 10 days away. And keep in mind that spring training is starting a little earlier this year because the World Baseball Classic will be taking place next month. So let me know your thoughts in the comments below on Logan Gilbert's splitter, or if you've heard any other rumors as we head into spring training. Thank you for watching, and to stay up to date on all Mariners and MLB news, make sure to subscribe to the channel, hit that like button, give it a share, and we'll see you next time.
All right, guys, goodbyes only. Don't forget it.
Stop it.